He sighed as Gratch howled in a roar of laughter, his wings flapping with the joke. A sudden memory came to him, something Denna had told him. He had asked her how he had done all those things with magic. She had looked at him with that all-knowing smile of peace and said, "Be proud you made the right choices, Richard, the choices that allowed to happen what came about, but do not call arrogance to your heart by believing that all that happened was your doing." Richard wondered where the line was. He realized he had a lot to learn before he was a real wizard. He wasn't even sure he wanted to be a wizard, but he now accepted who he was, one born with the gift, born to be the pebble in the pond, son of Darkenrall, but lucky enough to have been raised by people who loved him. He felt the hilt of the sword at his elbow. It had been made for him. He was the Seeker, the true Seeker. Richard's thoughts again touched the spirit who had brought him more happiness than in life had brought him pain. He was deeply gratified that Denna had found peace. He could want nothing more for her, for someone he loved. He came out of his thoughts and patted the guard's arm. "You wait here a minute, Gratch. I'll get you something." Richard ran into the kitchen and retrieved a leg of mutton. As he ran back down the steps, Gratch danced from one foot to the other in excitement. Together they sat on the steps, Richard eating his soup and Gratch tearing into the meat with his fangs. When they had finished, Gratch had even eaten the bone, Richard pulled out a long lock of Kaelin's hair. "This is from the woman I love." Gratch considered, then looked up as he gently reached out. "I want you to have it. I told her about you and what you mean to me. She will love you just as I love you, Gratch. She will never chase you away. You can be with us whenever you want for as long as you want. Here, give it back a moment." Gratch held out the length of hair. Richard took off the thong holding Scarlet's tooth. It would do him no good any longer. He had already called her with it. He tied the long lock of hair to the thong and then hung the whole thing over Gratch's head. With a claw, Gratch stroked the long hair. His grin wrinkled his nose and showed the full length of his fangs. "I'm going to go to her now. Would you like to come along?" Gratch nodded his enthusiasm, his head bobbing, his ears twitching, and his wings fluttering. Richard looked down on the city. Troops were moving about. A lot of troops. Imperial Order troops. It wouldn't be long before they gained the courage to investigate the death of the Council, even if it was at the hands of a wizard. Richard smiled. "Then I guess I better find a horse and we can be on our way. I think it best if we were away from here." He looked out on the brightening day. A breeze with a hint of warmth ruffled his Mriswith cape. Before long, it would be spring. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Stone of Tears by Terry Goodkind, copyright 1997 by World English, and performance copyright 1997 by Brilliance Corporation, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other book cassette titles, please call the following toll-free number: 1-800-222-3225. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Corporation, Post Office Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.